The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, hope we sound okay this morning. We are reconnected through the old Comrex machine, this little magic box here sitting on my studio table, and I am ensconced in the recliner. Dogs are generally in behaving this morning, and we are just rocking and rolling. The machine's fixed, that's what I'm saying. So no phone connection. We can text back and forth with Aaron and find out who's on the line, and we can just do a normal show with the headphones on and everything is hunky-dory. I don't know where that term came from, but hunky-dory is a good way to put it this morning. So, yeah. Busy week. Got a little work done. Kind of ran around a little bit. I was up in, Hartford, Cecil County on Thursday. Yesterday I was here. Getting some office work cleaned up. Pictures. Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We're looking for a cover for the winter issue. It doesn't have to necessarily be winter themed. It could be. That would be good. We're looking for a nice deer, whitetail, sika deer, waterfowl, small game. So let's see those pictures. You can simply drop those on the email to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We're looking for a cover. Could be, you know, a pretty good quality picture. We'd like to see a good quality picture, which would be cool. And, it's interesting. We've never run a trail camera picture on the cover. It'd have to be a pretty good one resolution-wise, but I wouldn't mind doing that either. So ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Let's see some of those pictures from 2020. Season, and like I said, it's got to be a pretty good one. I'm going to search our records for bucks, bears, stags. We put a lot on Facebook and see what we can come up with for a cover. So that's one thing we do need and have been talking about. So, good one, John B. Let's sound good. All right, turn my volume up a little bit. I can do that. Is that any better there, Aaron? Sound good? All right, sounds good. I hope everybody else can hear me out there. John B. says I sound like I'm right in his living room. So that's a good thing. Coffee's made. Cafe Bostela. Espresso. Ground coffee. It's a good thing. It certainly is. So, yeah. Getting ready to take a drink of that as soon as this cup cools off a little bit. And that'll really get things started off. So it really will. There you go. All right. So our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving away a muzzleloader at the end of October. We've had a lot of entries so far. And look for more. You can certainly email, if you like, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. It's the email address. You can email email me about anything if you like, questions, comments, pictures, stories, recipes, and we'll take a look at them and get back to you on everything. We do respond pretty much to everybody, so that's one way you can enter the contest. CVA contest, muzzleloader contest, something on the subject line that lets me know that you're calling from or emailing from the radio show, name, first name, last name, and phone number. So that's how that works. The more the merrier. Had one text the other day from someone that entered three different names. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, that qualifies. So we're pretty easy peasy around here. We just want somebody to win a muzzleloader. The first one was delivered. This is a CVA Wolf model. I looked at one yesterday without a scope, and it was a used model sitting on the rack. Same thing, scope mount, no scope, stainless, black, synthetic stock, and the retailer had it listed for $300. Now, I think that's somewhere around the retail end, but that was without the scope. So you folks are getting one with a beautiful Hawk 3-9x40 muzzleloader slug gun scope. So I'm sure you will enjoy that if you do decide to, if the random number generator decides to select your number, if your number comes up and you win the muzzleloader. So that's good. All right. Let's talk a little bit, since there's no callers on the line at the moment, let's talk a little bit about our sponsors. Okay, there's things out there that our sponsors are doing that you ought to know about. For example, the mil-spec liner dealers in Glen Burnie and in Catonsville. One of the things that they do that isn't mentioned in the commercial, I talk about the truck accessories and all that, is rust proofing. Yeah. They do a, you remember the old rust proofing back in the 70s and 80s? Same type of thing, only they're able to accomplish it Value Guard rust proofing. And so, I mean, they'll do this on any maker, any model, whether or not you have a new truck, old truck, whatever it is. But I can't remember the name of the rust proofing. Z-Bart. Remember that? Remember that old process? They sprayed that stuff in your vehicles and rust-proofed everything, all your fenders and undercarriage and all that. Well, that's one thing that the mil-spec dealers can do it, which is Superior Linings in Glen Burnie and Maryland Spray Linings right there in Catonsville. So you'll hear the commercials. You can take their number down. But, yeah, it's called Value Guard, and it's a good product. So that's something. Bel Air Gun Range, spending some time up there with Mike and the guys. Those guys do the courses for your HQL and your carry permit. The courses are conducted right there. You can do the online course through the state police, and they can take care of the fingerprinting and anything else you need to do. If you need the 4-hour course for your HQL, they can do that. If you need the 16-hour course for your carry permit, they can do that. Large selection of firearms there, more so now than I've seen in a long time, not only long guns but handguns, and they carry, you know, I mentioned that in the commercial, but I just wanted to tell you it's one of the things that that I'm seeing more and more of there. Let's see, who else? Clyde Sports Shop. I mean, you can't say enough about Clyde Sports Shop. There the other day. Backyard Billy's. You know, the new stuff for fall is there. The gas fireplace insert, the Enviro EX35 is burning along just fine here this morning, warming things up in this room a little bit. You know, those chilly nights and chilly mornings, you need this from time to time. And remote control, you click it on, you click it off. It's great. Let's see. All right. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
I'm doing great.
That's good. Getting ready for that bear hunt, ain't you?
Well, muzzleloader season first. So we got to get through the deer season and immediately followed by bear season. So, yeah, we'll probably hunt Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, hunt Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hunt Wednesday with the muzzleloader. That'd be good. Be out there a day early. Thursday, Friday, Saturday with the muzzleloader. Take a break on Sunday. Probably take a little break on Monday, except maybe for traveling. And then I know I'm hunting Tuesday and Wednesday for sure. Maybe Thursday, but it depends if somebody gets a bear. So my bonus daughter Laura and I will be hunting Tuesday. Chris will be joining us on Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll see how it all works out.
Wish you all the best of luck.
I appreciate that. So the landowner says, you better hunt Tuesday. It's trash day. The bears know when people put their trash out.
So, yeah, I imagine that's
an issue for people up and down the country road out there. So,
I don't have trash pickup here, so I have to call it all to the dump.
And I got you.
I got a big container I keep my trash bags in. I haven't had any trouble with bears coming. I've had them in proximity to the cabin, but not right up here to the cabin. So,
right. I was, on my phone, my pictures that are in my cloud or whatever, they come up on a annual basis, and it'll be a year ago, two, three, four, five, 6 years ago. I think it was 6 years ago we were in Tennessee, and the bear. I've got pictures of the bear behind the hotel in the trash dumpster down below our room. We were on the fifth floor, and we could look right down on the back parking lot where the trash dumpsters were for everything from the hotel. And, you know, the bear would raid that thing every night. And I just reviewed some of those pictures. That was pretty cool. So,
yeah, I saw a picture one time Buddy sent me. I wish I still had it. A bear had climbed an electric line and bit the electric line. It was a huge grizzly bear. And, of course, it got fried. But it was a monstrous bear.
Yeah. I think I saw that picture when that happened back in the day. I really do.
So. Yeah, that was quite a while ago. So.
Yep, I remember that. So
I noticed the bucks seem to be going a little bit nocturnal now.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. They're
pictures on my cameras daytime. Early morning, but mainly all at night now.
Yeah, we got a picture one going through the landowner's yard the other day that I had seen on camera. Big buck, a really nice deer, and I was hoping that he made it. You know, made it through the summer without EHD and all that stuff. So apparently he did, and the way it worked out, the property I hunt is a relative, and my daughter happened to be there, and she. She was helping with the trash. She had a bag of trash in one hand and a pizza box in the others, according to her. And she saw this big buck coming, and she's like, what do I do? She had to drop something, grabbed her camera, and said, you know, Alan would like to see that picture. And she took a pretty quick move and shot, but there was enough detail that I could tell it was one that I had seen on camera in August and hadn't seen that deer on camera at all. So, you know, hopefully he'll be there Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some rain soon. Gosh.
Oh, we had rain here. We're going to have rain. What do we got today? I knew we got rain today through the night, all day to all morning. We're going to have rain here. I can tell you that. So, yeah, it looks like rain today and tomorrow and Monday. So it'll be soggy going in the woods. It's highs in the 60s now. I mean,
yeah.
Today 69.
It was chilly down here yesterday.
Yeah, it was chilly here too. So, I think this cold front moving through might spur some activity. So, we'll see.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. Well,
good luck
out there, buddy.
Muzzleloader hunt.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I know your name's in there to win one. I hope you do. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much. You have good luck hunting, and I'll talk to you soon. And
all right, Chris.
My buddy Teddy, and God bless you guys.
All right, thanks, Chris. Shout out to Teddy. Teddy's a good guy. Talk to you later. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. While you're calling, I think I will talk about those aforementioned sponsors, a couple. At least we're going to talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billy. You know, I ask this question all the time. Do you have a fireplace in your house that you don't use? A lot of people do. We did here. And so we decided to put a fireplace insert in, but we weren't sure what we wanted. We figured it would be gas because that was the easiest thing to access here in the house. So we started to shop, and we shopped, and we shopped, and we shopped, and we shopped. Delaware, Maryland, Eastern Shore, Western Shore. come to stop at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And we were met with some very kind people, very knowledgeable people, and a great selection of products. And found out that not only did they do the installation, they had a mason that they worked with, a concrete stone brick guy. And if we needed anything done in that line, they would connect us with him, and he came and he did the stonework from the hearth to the mantle to the ceiling. We didn't need any work done on the chimney. Took care of the installation of the stuff in the chimney and in the firebox, and we have a beautiful fireplace that now is operational from the touch of a button. We can set the temperature. We can set the fan. We can turn on the light if we need to. And everything works automatically. When it reaches the desired temperature, it shuts off on its own. If it gets colder, it pops up back on. Now, that's an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and you can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Gas, pellet, electric, or wood inserts from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom and get ready, because it's going to get cold. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Graysonville, coming from the bridge. And if it's heat you want, they're on Drummer Drive, just in case you need to put that in. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. cool ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
Yeah. All right. My baby looks good in camouflage. I bet. All right. Yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, with a cold front coming in, had one deer report on the cameras of deer showing up at night only, and just got a picture from my buddy Joe over there in Baltimore. He's got a nice property, and trail camera took a nice picture of a 8-point buck at night. I had one deer this week on camera at night, big doe that we call, what do we call her? I think we call her Rump Roast or something like that. I mean, she's just a monster, and she'll be on the list for sure. Any big does on the list this year? We're going to put some meat in the freezer. I've got 3 packs of venison left from last year. I've got a little tenderloin, a little tiny roast, and a 1 pack of burger, I think. So that may be going in the next week or so. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yep, yep, exactly right, Kathleen. It is a great shot. He and his dad do some nice photography. That's for sure. Sent Kathleen a picture of a stag. One of our listeners, she likes to see the hunting pictures. So, young man, 20 years old, took a stag yesterday with his bow on public land, hiked in himself, and it's a nice stag. It's 4-point, but you know what? You do it with a bow, and you do it on public land, and you do it, you know, hiking in. That's a pretty good deal. Now, they, you know, I know a little bit of backstory here. They don't stop at the road. It's a mile and a half hike back in. So it's an adventure getting the thing out. But you know what? Sick of deer a lot easier to drag than a whitetail. I can tell you that. You can actually. If you want, you can actually throw them over your shoulders and take them out for the most part, you know, with maybe a little bit of help. But I know that's one way to get them out, that's for sure. Furthest drag I ever had with a sick deer was about 600 yards. And Jacob and I, we doubled up on a pair of hinds out of the same stand, side by side, you know, two hinds came in on the feeder, and both of us were able to take one and hike it out through the marsh and the mud. Jacob said, "It smells bad out here." I said, "Boy, you better get used to putting that mud on you." I said, "You ever date any of these girls down here in Dorchester County? They love that smell." And he didn't quite agree with me because he didn't like it. But it was funny. Anyway, 410-922-6680. Whitetail behavior right now. The acorns are getting cleaned up. The farm fields are getting cut. We're starting to see a few deer out in the farm fields at night. Or in the evenings, you know, evenings and mornings are does and fawns a lot. But every now and then you see a nice buck out there. I saw one the other day feeding along the edge of a field. I don't know if he was gleaning acorns or corn. But, you know, the patterns on deer change about six times during the season. They go from feeding on different things. They go from, you know, their summer food, which is, you know, forbs and grass and that type of thing. Then they go to the mast crops, the acorns, what else do they eat? I'm trying to think. Beech nuts, that type of thing. Then they kind of go to the gleaned over farm fields, and then after that they, you know, it the further into the winter it goes, they turn to browse, which is, you know, and if you feed them corn every day, that can lead to issues because they can't. When their system switches over to browse, you know, they're rumens like cows. They have several and chew the cud. So the digestive system isn't set up for corn 24/7, 365, and they can become ill. Acidosis is one thing that can affect them. In general, it's not too bad because they mix it up with the browse and everything else. But that's further on into winter. Right now, you know. The corn is, they're hitting the corn pretty hard. So that's that. 410, where are our callers this morning? Everybody hunting or sleeping in? I'm not sure which. It could be raining where you are. It could be, you know, you could just get that, I don't want to get out of bed thing like I do sometimes. But I guess nobody wants to win a muzzle loader. Remember, it's a CVA. Indeed. So, do 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 do. What else do we want to talk about? Who wants to go small game hunting? You know, that's a great pastime for youngsters too. That's how I grew up. You know, I think a lot of us did back in the day. Deer wasn't the big thing. I mean, you couldn't wait till squirrel season showed up, or rabbit season. You know. I don't know if everybody hunted with dogs. I didn't have access to dogs, but, you know, I've hunted over dogs a few times with some very good, dog men. And, you know, here on the shore, Charles Rodney being one, and, why can't I say Chris's last name being another, but, it's fun to hunt them over dogs, but it's also fun to go out there by yourself or with a buddy and try and kick them up. And that's what we did. I had we had a lot of brush piles and things like that on the property where I grew up. And you'd stand up on a brush pile, and you'd be there, you know, stomping on the brush pile, 1 foot higher than the other or on top of it. Not very stable footing, and a rabbit would go out, and you'd have to turn and try and take the shot. Shot a lot of rabbits that way. Shot a lot of rabbits in the fields, too. Yep, grass fields. Just go out and kick them up, watch for little places where you thought the grass might be a little higher, and they'd come shooting out of there, and down through the field they'd go. I poked them out from under creek banks on a below-zero day. They needed cover, so they a lot of times would tuck up under the creek banks and go in there with a stick and poke at them, and I don't know if it was legal, but, you know, poke up there with a stick, and all of a sudden a rabbit would go running down the side of the creek, and you try to get your shot. The field I hunted the most was just overcome in briars, overrun with briars. There we go. Dawn in Delaware. Good morning, Dawn. How are things in Delaware today?
Okay. It's a little chilly morning. Got to get that jacket on. This is jacket weather.
Oh yeah.
You know, Yeah, I want to tell. We've been staying there here. Unfortunately, they've been hit by cars. This is around Summit Bridge Road, around the Spring Mill community.
Yeah.
It seems like every week or so, somebody's hitting this these poor deers. You know, it really bothers me that they have to lose their life this way, and. Just yesterday, me and my daughter, we were coming back from one of her programs, and we had to, we pulled over to get the deer out of the road, pull along the side, and we had to call it in and report it that, this is happening. There's a lot of cornfields around this area, but it surprises me. This is open, you got like homes and the community. And you got businesses along there. I can't understand. You got to be very careful driving. When wildlife is. They got to put up deer crossing signs.
Keep in mind, Aaron, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm listening. Aaron. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Don. I know you're there, Don. But I'm trying to talk base to my producer, Aaron. Could you search the files and see if we can find the woman who was complaining on the radio about the deer crossing signs? Do you see if you can find that in the file anywhere?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, see what you can find. So, Don, to reply to your question there, at 5:35 this morning, I just got a call from Captain Don, or a text, said a buck just ran out in front of my truck. He wouldn't stop for a picture. So, yeah, you got to be careful out there this time of year. 'Tis the season. We're in pre-rut.
There's a lot of cornfields around here.
Yeah.
And I think some of the other ones, I think a soybean or something like that.
Yeah, well,
they grow here. But it seems like it's one stretch of road. It's always the animals are getting hit. There's been a lot of development. Homes that's been really. Springing up along this area here, and
they're putting their houses in the deer's territory. That's what's happening, and the deer aren't moving. They're just moving. They're moving back a little bit, but at night, they do their thing. They venture forth in their own territory. So, what else is going on? Is it's pre-rut, which is, the rut's going to start here in about a week or 10 days, usually around Halloween, and then it'll run for 2 weeks. So the bucks are battling a little bit. They're trying to bully the inferior bucks out of the way. The does are starting to respond a little bit, but it's a magical time, this run up to the rut. That's for sure.
So. Yeah. One other thing, I don't want to change the subject about deer, but you know anything about the stone crab that's been invading the Chesapeake Bay?
I know they've found some. I don't know if it's a problem yet. If they're calling them invaders, I mean they're certainly non-native here. But there was a big deal made about the mitten crabs that came in. 20-25 years ago, and there's still a problem in certain areas. I mean, they got established in California and other places, and these animals get swept up in the ballast tanks of these ships,
of these boats.
Yeah, the bilge water. That's right, and they come in when they empty the bilge water for ballast and. Wherever the dock is, I mean, whatever's in there is coming out. So, but I don't think that's the situation with stone crab. I think it's a migration thing. I think it's a temperature thing. It could be the hurricanes have disrupted their spawning patterns and things like that. We hear that a lot. North Carolina is facing a great shortage right now of crabs, and the stone crab thing.
This article I was reading, they say, the one way that they can help control it, since they don't have a predator, is if you catch it, he was telling you how to cook it up, how to humanely kill it, and then fry it up, and that would be one way to help you know, do something like that. Because at one time, the snakehead crab, I mean, the snakehead fish was a problem, and they were worried.
Still is. Still is. But there's a market for them. You know what they are? You know what they are a pound now? A fillet of snakehead? $22.95 a pound.
Yeah, so I guess that the best way to do it is when you catch it, cook it up, and that would help.
Exactly.
Maybe keep it under control.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, Don, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, you take care. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thank you. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, these texts come in, and I look at the text, and I'm on the phone. I'm listening to the show. I'm talking to the folks. This is fun. This is fun for me in the morning on Saturday morning. So I enjoy it. I've enjoyed it for almost 37 years coming up here in December. So, and I want to talk about hunting and fishing and the great outdoors. Fishing's good. Big red drum have come in on the Lower Eastern Shore. The guys are doing well with those, catch and release. So, you know, striped bass are here, according to the sources that I hear from. They're still grouped up, the big ocean run, or the nice ocean run fish, beautiful fresh fish, silver fish. I remember catching those in November. I told you this last week, I believe, off Chesapeake Beach. It was beautiful. They called them footballs. They were fat back in the day. They were beautiful fish, silvery, shiny, sheeny. Full of gill lice, and it was just a good trip. Half a dozen of us went out on a charter boat in November. Cold day, but boy, the fish were good. So that's where we are. I think we need to take a break. What do you think, there, Aaron? Is it time for our second break?
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
For whatever your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. Now, one of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3x9x40 Straight Wall Marksman. Featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards, the Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the Vantage 3x9x40 Slug Gun Muzzleloader Scope. This is the one that's coming on the muzzleloader when you win it. This scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
All right, so Clyde's Sports Shop. Listen, it's hunting season, so let's talk about some hunting firearms. The BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown Rifle. This is a centerfire rifle in a lever action. The rifle quickly takes down into two parts. It's got a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish, and it's a matte finish stainless steel barrel. Gray laminated satin finish straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for optional scout-style scope mount, swivel studs, a True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight for those of you who like to shoot your lever actions open-sighted. I do, personally. Hard to see, but I like to shoot them open-sighted. Then there's the BAR MK3, which is a satin nickel receiver finish. It's an auto-loader, polished blue barrel, oil-finished grade 2 walnut stock with checkering and high-relief engraving. It's got a shim adjustable for cast on and off and drop at the comb, shim adjustable stock. So two great centerfire rifles. Don't forget the X-Bolt, the X-Bolt Hunter, also available at Clyde Sports Shop. If you're looking for a centerfire rifle, Browning is the way to go. Great guns, very dependable, very accurate. And Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer since the 60s. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Baltimore, 21227 Lansdale, Halethorpe area. Been around since 1957. 410-242-6108 is Clyde's number. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, mounting, accessories. They've got it all. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There we go. Let's talk to Jeff in Kent Island. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, Alan. Good morning, and how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, on the hold, I heard you talk about the Hawk scope that you guys are
yes.
you know, working with now. Just wanted to call yeah. in with a little testimony. Actually, as you know, I went and purchased a CVA Acura, the 50 caliber
yeah.
muzzle loader, and
yep.
just got the opportunity to kind of go through the entire process of loading the guns. I'm a brand new muzzle loader hunter, so it's kind of new.
A newbie muzzle loader. Yeah, okay.
And the interesting thing was I talked to a bunch of different people, got a bunch of different information, but the research always seemed to come down to the combination of the CVA Acura, the 50 caliber, and this and the Hawk scope. Now, the Hawk scope
yep.
that I ended up going with was the Vantage IR, which I believe was the one that you had, the friend of yours had done the research and put the article in one of your
yep.
publications.
Same model. Yep. That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely love it. It's the 3x9x40, the slug gun muzzle loader model. And
yeah, that's really, the same one that the winners are going to get. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, they will absolutely love it. I really took it to the range, went through the process of loading it, firing the gun, sighting it in, and then of course cleaning
yeah.
the gun. That was interesting, but it worked out, you know, really well. The part
yeah.
of zeroing in the gun with the Hawk Vantage IR scope went smooth. It really only took about six, maybe seven shots, and it was
yeah.
you know, right on at about 150 yards, no problem.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it that's worked beautiful. Out well. I tried a couple different, I stuck with the Power Belt bullets, the 50 caliber bullets, the one that shot the best through this particular gun that has that Bergara barrel, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's a Bergara barrel.
Was the hollow point, the 50 caliber Power Belt.
Okay,
yep.
The hollow point, the copper clad or the all lead?
Copper, the 245 grain
okay.
coppers. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was
good,
yeah,
they'll do the job. They'll do the job.
Yeah, and I went back and forth with people telling me all about the Blackhorn powder and such, but
yep.
I mean, with the price of that stuff, everybody's saying, well, yeah, it's definitely the best, but, you know, the price is way up there. I said, I'm just going to try those 777 pellets.
Yeah, and use them for years. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, and after those six or eight shots that I put through the gun, you know, the barrel wasn't really all that dirty. There was no noticeable, you know, bellow of smoke that came out the end of the gun at the shot.
Right.
It really was nice. It was great. And cleaning was easy.
Sure. Yeah, any of the modern replacement black powders are pretty good. I particularly like the 777 pellets. I've used them, but I have switched over to Blackhorn 209. It does not come in a pellet. It only comes in loose powder, and they're both great. They're both made by Hodgman, and both those powders are great. The pellets are very convenient. I like them. As a matter of fact, you convinced me to go back to the pellet and on at least one of the firearms that I use, one of the CVA muzzle loaders. I've got a collection of them, and I've got the LR 50 caliber, which is the Acura LR, which is a precursor to the one you're shooting with a 30 inch barrel, and I've got that sighted in out to 200, and the longest shot I've taken was about 140 with it, and it devastating. So that was that's one. The other one is the Acura MR, which is a mountain rifle, which is a little shorter, but it works great in a tree stand. It's very maneuverable, and I've got those both set up with 80 grains of Blackhorn 209, and the long range I'm using the Power Belt, whatever the premium was, the silver one. And I think that's 295 or 275. I can't remember right now. And the other one, I've got loaded a little heavier. So we're all on the same track using the CVA stuff and the Hawk scopes. It's great. So
yeah, well, when the CVA gun arrived, of course, it came with two breech plugs, you know, and the one is
yeah.
specifically designed just for the Blackhorn.
So
I was looking at it. And
yep.
I'm thinking, interesting. It has like a little reservoir, I guess, where the powder, as you dump it down
yep.
the barrel, sort of fills up that little area first, which allows the primer to ignite it, I guess, a little more efficiently.
A little quicker, yeah. Sure does.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I have the 209 breech plug in both of mine, so Well, I'm glad you're having a good experience, man. Now, get out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I expect to see a picture.
I am definitely looking forward to it. I am. But yeah, you can't go wrong with that hawk scope. That's definitely a very clear, easy scope to work with, and it does excellent on this particular gun. So very happy with it.
Good to go. Glad to hear it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good talking.
All right, yeah. Good. I'll talk. Nice seeing you last night, by the way. There he goes. I waved at Jeff across the supermarket last night. All right. Next caller is from North Carolina. Go ahead there.
Arnold,
good morning.
Hey, Alan, this is Arnold, formerly of Abingdon. We have now relocated to Lexington, South Carolina.
Okay.
We retired back in May from my job up on Aberdeen Proving Ground and enjoying the tax-free freedom and everything that living in the South has to offer.
Freedom is a good thing, that's for sure. Good to hear. So have you gotten to the point where you're ready to do any hunting or fishing down there, or have you done it?
We live close to a lake called Lake Murray, which is this 50-some thousand-acre landlocked lake that has stripers.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been out on it in a pleasure capacity a couple times, but I'm thinking in the spring I'll start in the shallows with my kayak, and I have a feeling I have a John boat or a fishing boat in my future. Yeah, it's kind of like Deer Creek where there's not a lot of shore options for fishing, so we have to up my game here a little bit.
That's all right.
We did a post-retirement trip to Ireland 2 weeks ago, and I actually met a guy there that is part of a hunting club that's about an hour north of me here. So I think next year I'm going to go pay them a visit, and I'm going to have to tool myself up for whitetail. I don't think I've hunted deer in 40 years, so
it'll be a shot.
Return to the whitetail woods.
Good. I'm glad to hear that you'll get back into that. I have a good friend that moved to North Carolina, retired, moved to North Carolina, and bought a little property where he lives, and I think he built his house. So he's been sending me pictures of the different bucks on his trail camera down there. And my grandson, my oldest grandson, Jacob, just moved to Asheville to work with his aunt on their building business. So he's down there now just a few weeks and getting acclimated. So we talk on a regular basis. Hopefully
Asheville's just gorgeous. I had an aunt that lived there. And when I was at Fort Bragg, we used to do a lot of training in Pisgah, which is not too far from Nashville. So absolute beautiful part of the world there.
Gotcha. Well, listen, I appreciate you checking in from South Carolina, right? What part?
Yeah. We're in Lexington, South Carolina, not too far from Columbia.
Stay in touch.
All right, Alan. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Arnold. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. So there's the music. Get out. Get out. Stay out, but stay safe. Remember your family. Stay in touch with your family. Hold your family tight. Remember, faith, family, friends, and freedom. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the news.